Hello, welcome to Reflections on the Scriptures. My name is Murray Shanks. I often speak about the importance of seeing ourselves as being disciples of Jesus and about how the kingdom of God or the kingdom of the heavens is not something which is located merely in the future, but rather it is a reality for us in the here and now. Dallas Willard calls this kingdom a community of prayerful love. We have been invited into a community of prayerful love. How awesome is that? God was living in community with himself before he created anything, the community of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is a community within himself. And if you are in Christ, you have been brought into that community, into the family of God. And each of the members of that community relates to us in different ways as God. The Father sustains us, guides your every step. We read in Psalm 46 that God is our refuge and our strength. And then in Psalm 139 that God both precedes and follows me. He places his hand upon my head. I love that image. It reminds me of times when I've been bushwalking with my kids, you know, when they were really little, in dangerous sections of the path. I would naturally just gently place my hand on my child's head as they walked beside me to reassure them, but also to guide them as to where to walk. This is what God the Father does for us, his children, as we walk the journey of this life with him. The Son creates us and then redeems us through his death and resurrection. We are then, as children of God, brought into the inheritance that is given to Christ. Remember, everything promised to David is inherited by Jesus and then in turn given to those who are in Christ. And then the third member of this divine community, the Holy Spirit, comes to dwell within us, working within us, changing us from the inside out, so that we are day by day changed so that our character reflects the character of Christ. So this is the community we have been brought into. We don't create this community. It is not our work. It is God himself we are brought into. And we are to invite others to willingly join this community. As I said earlier, Dallas Willard calls this a community of prayerful love. What is prayerful love? Well, it is a love which flows from the God life surging within us like a mighty river. We are most human when we pray. You were created to pray. You were created to live in communion with the living God, in the community of the living God. Prayerful love is a love which flows from that community. It is a love that flows from a prayer-filled life. As you spend time meditating on what it means to be brought into a community of prayerful love, can I suggest that you find quietness and solitude somehow, somewhere in your week? Read slowly and digest like a piece of bread Paul's words found in 1 Corinthians 13 and Colossians 3. 1 Corinthians 13 says, "Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres." And then Colossians 3. "Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. May the Lord bless you today, and I encourage you to find time to sit quietly and to meditate on what it means to be brought into that community of prayerful love. May the Lord bless you today.